What are the clinical trial questions out there right now that you think are going to most affect practice, you know, over the next 3 to 5 years, trials that are either done and waiting for the data or ongoing?
Well, there's a number of important trials that are ongoing for upfront therapy. If we're talking about patients who are transplant candidates, one study that is about to open through the Southwest Oncology Group is looking at lenalidomide and dexamethasone versus bortezomib, lenalidomide and dexamethasone. And we talked earlier about how that three-drug combination may prove to be the standard of care, and it may be that that trial will establish that. So I think that's an important study. There's also a randomized trial ongoing looking at bortezomib with lenalidomide and dexamethasone versus that combination plus cyclophosphamide. And actually, cyclophosphamide is another example of an older drug which is now seeing more and more use. There is very nice data showing that if you add cyclophosphamide to lenalidomide and dexamethasone or bortezomib and dexamethasone, you can have a large improvement in the overall response rate. And this will be one of the first times that we look at cyclophosphamide as part of induction therapy. So those are going to be important studies. Also, for the non-transplant patient population, there's an intergroup study that's going to be opening soon, which will look at melphalan-prednisone thalidomide versus melphalan-prednisone and lenalidomide. And the expectation there is that hopefully the lenalidomide arm will be better, although again, there may be some subgroups that would do better with one or the other.